February 1 Community Open House. Longmont Transportation Mobility Plan. The City of Longmont invites you to participate in a crucial community event to shape the future of transportation in our city. Join us on date, Thursday, February 1, 2024. Time, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Location, Longmont Public Library, 409 4th Avenue. Meeting rooms A and Bavi. Your say on the Transportation Mobility Plan, TMP. Discover the vision for Longmont's transportation future at our community open house. The TMP aims to reduce congestion, enhance safety, and improve various modes of transportation. We value your input on driving, walking, rolling, biking, and using transit in Longmont. During the open house, there will be a short presentation at 6 p.m. Why attend? This event is a vital step in a year-long process to develop the TMP, aligning with the Envision Longmont 2016 update. We'll assess current transportation conditions and propose improvements for a safer, more accessible Longmont. Can't make it? Share your thoughts online. If you can't attend, contribute to the conversation by taking our online community survey. The survey is open from January 29, 2024, to Sunday, February 25, 2024. Follow the project, get updates, and take the survey at bit.ly/tmp-longmont.accessibilityassistance. We strive to make this event accessible to everyone. If you require special accommodation, such as sign language or Spanish interpretation, please contact planning at 303-651-8330 by January 29, 2024. Your voice matters. Join us in shaping the future of transportation in Longmont. Thursday nights at the museum. On the Rise, Colorado Songwriter Showcase. Thursday, February 1, 7 p.m. $18 adults, $15 students, seniors, $12 members. Join Longmont's own Bonnie and Taylor Sims for an intimate evening of original music from emerging, up-and-coming and established singer-songwriters including Danny Schaefer, Carly Smith and Laura Strutton, and Ariel Macadangdang. This event is part of Thursday Nights at the Museum. Come early and explore our new exhibit, Picturing the West, Masterworks of American Landscape Photography, with evening gallery hours from 5 to 9 p.m. February 3, Winter Walkabout Music Showcase. Saturday, February 3, 2024, presented by Flatirons Bank. 15-plus venues, 50-plus performances, 100-plus local musicians, one all-inclusive ticket and all-day, multi-venue music festival featuring local music, unique venues, good vibes and community spirit, and the best that downtown Longmont has to offer. February 7, The Darcy Myth, with Rachel Fetter. Wednesday, February 7, 6 to 7 p.m., Library Meeting Rooms. Asterisk registration opens Monday, January 1. What if we've been reading Jane Austen and romantic classics all wrong? Literary scholar and professor Rachel Fetter offers a funny, brainy, eye-opening take on how our contemporary love stories are actually terrifying. Coffee for a Cause. These events are casual, educational get-togethers to help the community learn more about our center, trends we are seeing, community needs, and how our programs and services address these. Enjoy a free hearty breakfast, presentation on all things our center-related, and a tour if your time allows. Wednesday, February 7, 2024 from 7:30 to 9 a.m. In our Family Resource Center classroom, 220 Collier Street, Longmont. Future events are the first Wednesday in April, June, August, and October 2024. Anyone is welcome, but space is limited, so please RSVP by Feb. 5 to Elaine at ourcenter.org or 303-772-5529. February 8, Cafecito and Plática de Febrero, February's Cafecito and Talk, 9 a.m. 1925 Pike Road. St. 202 Cafecito and Plática de Febrero, Los Invitamos al Cafecito para Dueños de Negocio, Estaremos hablando sobre la temporada de impuestos y la mejor manera de cumplir con los requerimientos del Estado de Colorado y el IRS. February's Cafecito and Plática. We invite you to the Cafecito for business owners. We will be talking about tax season and the best way to comply with the requirements of the state of Colorado and the IRS. Thursday nights at the museum. From film to phone. Shooting the West, 7 p.m. Free. Reservations recommended. From lugging camera equipment over mountains on the backs of pack mules to tourists taking pictures of Yosemite with an iPhone. The fine art of landscape photography has come a long way in the 200 years since its invention. Join us for a conversation with contemporary photographers and Mike McClung, director of the Michael Warren Contemporary Gallery, as they explore the evolution of photography from its early days to the present. Block printing Valentine's cards 4 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. $40 make handmade Valentine's Day cards for all the people you love. You'll carve linoleum rubber blocks to create your own personal stamps and then make prints on your cards. The stamps are yours to use again and again. By popular demand, we have added 4 p.m. classes in addition to our 6:30 p.m. classes weekly. Friday afternoon concert, Pernell Steen and the Five Points Ambassadors 2:30 p.m. $12 adults, $10 students, seniors, $8 members. The museum welcomes back Pernell Steen and the Five Points Ambassadors for a Friday afternoon of gospel music and spirituals with jazz roots and branches. For more than 30 years, Pernell Steen has been dedicated to preserving and playing the jazz and blues music of Denver's legendary Five Points neighborhood. The band has performed for many dignitaries, including at the 2008 Democratic National Convention and for the Clinton family. February 9th Valentine's Day special event, Love Letters, Music and Theater Friday, February 9th and Saturday, February 10th, 7 p.m. $25 adults, $23 students, seniors, $20 members. An unforgettable evening to celebrate Valentine's Day. Escape with your sweetheart into a world of romance with live piano and talented vocalists setting the tone as you enjoy cocktails and complimentary delectable desserts from Sinister Bakers. Then, step into our Stewart Auditorium for A.R. Gurney's Love Letters, a poignant and touching play that explores the complexities of love and friendship through the lifelong correspondence. February 10th This Is Not Who We Are 2 p.m. Light of Christ ECC, 1015th Avenue. As part of its celebration of Black History Month, Light of Christ Ecumenical Catholic Community, ECC, will show the 2022 film, This Is Not Who We Are, by local directors, Bere E. Strong and Katrina Miller. The film explores the gap between Boulder, Colorado's progressive self-image and the lived experiences of its small but resilient Black community by featuring Zaid Atkinson, a university student performing his work-study job cleaning up the grounds of his dorm when he was threatened by a police officer and, soon, by 8 officers with guns drawn. He lived to tell the story many Black men don't survive to tell. While it has a unique history, Boulder is emblematic of liberal, white, university-based communities that profess an inclusive ethic but live a segregated reality. The film explores the interconnected issues of land use, affordability, racial and class-based segregation, educational equity, and policing. Dr. Thomas Windham, a Boulder psychologist, educator and a consultant to the project, will be on hand to discuss the film with participants. The event is free and open to the public. Refreshments will be served after the film. February 12th, Standing Against Hate Community Town Hall, 7 to 9 p.m. Boulder JCC, 6007 Oreg Avenue. Boulder. The Boulder County District Attorney's Office is hosting a community town hall meeting to discuss hate speech and crime, how to respond to it and the impact it has on our community. The event will host a panel to lead the discussion. The panel is comprised of Michael Doherty, District Attorney of the 20th Judicial District, Marty Moore, Executive Director of Out Boulder County, Jonathan Lev, Executive Director of Boulder Jewish Community Center, Marta Lochiman, County Commissioner of Boulder County, Ryland Rebaca, Professor and Director of Center for African and African American Studies, Jeremy Shaver, Senior Associate Regional Director of Anti-Defamation League. The public is invited to submit questions to the panelist prior to the event via email at boulderda@bouldercounty.gov. Mythical Creatures Club, Club de Criaturas Míticas, register. Date, the 12th of February 2024, 4 p.m. 5 p.m. Location, Library, 409 4th Avenue. For first-second graders, para estudiantes de 1. A 2. Grado. Library meeting rooms, Salas de Reuniones. This program is presented in English. Este programa será presentado solo en inglés. Join us every second Monday of the month for our Mythical Creatures Club. We'll learn about Bigfoot, mermaids, and many other legendary creatures through fun crafts and activities. Aneta nosotros cada segundo lunes del mes de septiembre a diciembre para nuestro club de criaturas míticas. Aprenderemos sobre el yeti, las sirenas y muchas otras criaturas legendarias a través de manualidades y actividades divertidas. Attend the club. Registration is required to attend the Mythical Creatures Club and is limited to 15 children. Starting Tuesday, January 9th, click the button below to register your child, Ren. Make sure to fill out the form for each child who is attending. Se requiere inscripción para asistir al Club de Criaturas Míticas y está limitado a 20 niños. A partir del martes 9 de enero, has click en el botón a continuación para inscribir a tus hijos. Asegúrate de completar el formulario para cada niño que asistirá. Register for the February Mythical Creatures Club. February 25th. Third Annual Gardening Fair. 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, Feb. 25 Longmont Library Meeting Rooms free to attend. Come join us for the 3rd Annual Longmont Library Gardening Fair, where you'll be able to connect with local organizations and businesses to learn more about gardening, ask questions and start planning your 2024 gardening season. February 26th, Pica's Sweets, Dulces de Pica. Register date, February 26, 2024, 4 p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Location, Library 409 4th Avenue for 1st-5th grades, para estudiantes de 1 a 5. Grado Library Meeting Rooms, Salas de Reuniones. This program is presented in English. Este programa será presentado solo en inglés. Do you love to decorate and eat sweet treats? Are you in 1st through 5th grade? Join us once a month to create delicious confections like cake pops and no-bake desserts. Te encanta decorar y comer dulces? ¿Estás en 1, a 5, grado? Aneta nosotros una vez al mes para crear deliciosos dulces como cake pops y postres sin hornear. Attend the program. Registration is required to attend Pica's Sweets and is limited to 15 children. Registration will open at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, January 23rd. Click the button below to register your child, Ren. Make sure to fill out the form for each child who is attending. Se requiere inscripción para asistir a Dulces de Pica y está limitado a 15 niños. La inscripción se abrirá a las 9 a.m. del martes 23 de enero. Has click en el botón de abajo para inscribir a tus hijos. Asegúrate de completar el formulario para cada niño que asistirá. Register for the February Pica's Sweets program. March 1 Annual Interfaith Quilters Show and Sale Dates. Friday and Saturday, March 1 and 2, 2024. Place, 1st Lutheran Church, 3rd and Terry. Longmont. Browse the hundreds of beautiful and unique quilted pieces made all year long by this talented group of seamstresses. You're sure to find something for yourself and for others. All proceeds benefit our center and safe shelter of the St. Vrain Valley. www.interfaithquilters.net. March 4 Solar Energy plus Agriculture equals Agrivoltaics. 6 to 7 p.m. on Monday, March 4. Longmont Library Meeting Rooms free to attend. Registration has opened early. Don't miss your chance to hear more about what's going on at Jack's Solar Garden, a national model in agrivoltaics right here in Colorado. March 9 Empty Bowls, Longmont High School, 1040 Sunset Street. The 21st Annual Empty Bowls is scheduled to take place again at Longmont High School. Enjoy the hundreds of unique bowls made for the event, plus delicious soups by area restaurants and caterers. Tickets and sponsorships are available now. For more information on sponsorship or other donor opportunities, contact Elaine at ourcenter.org or call 303.772.5529 next. 224 www.ourcenter.org/emptybowls. March 30 Explore opportunities for teens. Life skills fair. Learn skills. Explore careers. and have fun at the fairgrounds. The City of Longmont's Children, Youth, and Families Division is hosting a Life Skills Fair on Saturday, March 30 from noon to 2 p.m. at the Boulder County Fairgrounds at 9595 Nelson Road in Longmont. Created for teens aged 11 to 17, the fair will feature a live DJ and games as well as hands-on workshops to share health and practical skills, job opportunities and city resources. While exploring stations where they can learn a variety of skills relative to health, future careers, and other practical matters, youth will gain opportunities to win prizes. The fair's mission is to give all youth an opportunity to acquire new skills and explore diverse career paths while enjoying each other's company in festive atmosphere. At last year's Youth Summit, many participants asked that we provide more ways for Longmont youth to get together, outside of school, in non-competitive ways, said Hilda Zamora Hirsch, manager of Children, Youth and Families. We're providing the Life Skills Fair in response to those requests. Representatives from Youth Center staff will be on hand to introduce themselves and share details on their free after-school programs, including Youth Council, Aspire, GRIP, and Yours, the center's recording studio. We're excited to offer an empowering space for teens to gain practical skills, expand their professional horizons, and interact with community resources, said Longmont City Council member Shakita Yarbrough. Our goal is to make it fun to learn skills that participants will actually use in life, and to help them to broaden the scope of the opportunities they imagine for their futures. For more information, please visit bit.ly/life-skills-longmont or call the Youth Center at 303-651-8580.